Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are entering into yet another hour of this show. You may bring up whatever's on your mind, but you may not do it via our normal toll-free number. You cannot dial that number at the moment because, yeah, well, something's broken back at the network studios in Minnesota. However, our phone lines are working just fine right here in Keene, New Hampshire. But you'll have to dial a regular long-distance telephone number to get in touch with us. It's 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And we still have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We've been talking about the Silk Road. Coming up, Daryl is going to explain to us why it is that the Silk Road could, this case, or excuse me, the Ross Ulbricht case that's coming up tomorrow, why this case could affect the entire internet. All right, that's a big, and I actually answered Mike. You try that again, Daryl.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so glad that we got that in.
So we'll get into that here in a moment. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts. We got Nick. He's on the lines on in Ohio. Hello, Nick.
Oh, try again. I mean, it seems to me as if Silk Road Reloaded has beaten them to the punch, but I thought Open Bazaar was like the big decentralized peer-to-peer marketplace that was going to come online in 2015. Do you guys know anything about that? Or?
Yes. We actually interviewed the guy from Open Bazaar, one of the guys from Open Bazaar, back at down at Coins in the Kingdom.
Coins in the Kingdom, yeah.
In Orlando last year in the fall of 2014, and the guy was great. I thought he was great on the air. He's interesting. The Open Bazaar concept is a cool concept. Essentially, as I recall, it wasn't using Tor. It was using the blockchain or something. What was it? I'm kind of spacing on exactly how that was set up now.
People had the stuff on their computers. They did the whole website on people's computers.
Yeah, it's a program that you download onto your computer, and then once you do that, you're connected to the network.
And it could be used anonymously, but from what I understood, the current versions of Open Bazaar are not anonymous and cannot be used anonymously. So, but the idea was behind Open Bazaar, at least as I understood it, was that if the operators of Open Bazaar aren't actually running their own server, that each individual node on the network is essentially the site, if you will, or the service, that therefore they wouldn't be able to be held responsible for the items that were sold there. That's my understanding of how it works.
Allegedly.
And also, because there isn't a central server to be taken down,
right?
If one of the operators or all of the operators wind up getting arrested,
it continues.
Then the site, so to speak, is still around because
right.
It's not on a single server.
Because it's decentralized in how it operates, in the same way that Bitcoin network cannot be taken down. They could take out MTGox or some other website that takes or sells Bitcoin or whatever, but that doesn't take down the Bitcoin network.
Mt. Gox closed about a year ago, don't have to worry about that one getting taken down
anymore.
That's
what I meant, is they went down and Bitcoin is still there, right? Like, because that's what people tried to, that's what some people who were uninformed about Bitcoin were saying when
Mt.
Gox went down.
I thought Bitcoin went away a couple of years ago.
So Bitcoin's fine, and it's because it's decentralized, which is the idea behind Open Bazaar. I haven't been on Open Bazaar's site in a few weeks, but we talked about it probably maybe like 2 months ago on Free Talk Live or a few months ago, and I did log in, and I did kind of get it up and running and test it out, and, there wasn't much there, but, again, it's not anonymous yet.
And then there's the NXT free market that runs as an add-on to the NXT client.
Yeah, I tried that one out, too. I was less impressed with that than I was Open Bazaar.
Well, partly because you downloaded the wrong client to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not easy to use, people aren't going to get on board with it. So there's
yeah,
that.
Daryl!
Okay.
So you're saying that Open Bazaar is not totally anonymous in the same way that Bitcoin is not, right?
Well, I don't know if it's the same way. From what I understand, the programmers of Open Bazaar have said that at this stage in the game, it is not yet for anonymous use, but at some point in the future that it would be, You know, and obviously you have to take their word for it unless you're a programmer and you can go in and edit their code. But yeah, so right as of when we interviewed him, which was several months ago, a few months ago, it was not ready for anonymous use, and I suspect that is still the case. But again, I haven't been to their website, so I would check with Open Bazaar on that one if you want the latest information. But yeah, I think that's a cool idea, and I don't know if Silk Road Reloaded on this new I2P service that we were talking about last hour. You know, I don't know if that's going to outcompete Open Bazaar, because Silk Road Reloaded is still a site that is using some sort of, I don't know if it's a centralized server. I'm not sure how I2P works, but I'm pretty sure that it's not being hosted on other people's computers. It just might be more anonymized than, say, Tor's service would. So I think that the other thing that Open Bazaar was going to be good for was that they weren't going to take fees from people. Like, you know, if you could list your stuff on
you're
Open Bazaar.
You're playing the end song there.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, if you're going online to buy stuff from these underground marketplaces, usually the marketplace itself will snag about 4 to 15% or whatever.
I wonder what the overhead is when you go to a mall, you know, and you buy your clothing or whatever
it's fairly high.
Right? So, I mean, so far the paradigm is that if you have a store in a place, that place gets some of the money.
There's nothing wrong with that, but no. If you can cut the fees out and just allow dealers to vend directly to their buyers without having some middleman taking a cut, then that's
certainly
ideal, right?
It could outcompete, right?
That's going to attract people. If you can go and buy item X for, you know, whatever the price, and you can buy the same item for that price except less 5%, there's going to be people who go to that other location.
A lot of them.
So I'm excited about it.
It seems like two legs of the triangle have been taken care of. Like, we have a digital currency now. We have an anonymous marketplace, or at least we will pretty mm-hmm. soon, decentralized. So the third leg, right, is the couriers. How do you transport stuff without getting intertwined with the government? That's the missing piece.
Well, the Postal Service has been doing a fine job delivering drugs all around the country for the Silk Road and all of its like sites. I mean, believe it or not, the Postal Service is the best way to send drugs through the mail. I mean,
Because it's pseudo-government, so they have to have more reasonable suspicion to open a package.
Right, they have to have a warrant.
UPS or FedEx.
Right, so just as an example, they, as I understand it, they have to have a warrant to go through somebody's mail to actually, you know, open up a package and inspect it. Whereas if the cops show up at your local UPS office, you know, wherever the shipping facility is there, and they say, hey, we're looking for this package coming through from wherever, and it's coming to this place, and we need to take a look inside there. They're going to let them look. And that's happened before, where the feds or whoever, local cops, have gone in. I remember we read a story about this, where they knew a deal was going to go down. I think it might have been New Hampshire, but I forget where. And they went in there, and they actually had one of their cops dressed as a UPS guy standing in the the lobby waiting for this guy to show up. So, like, the UPS guys were willing to work completely with the police.
They gave him a uniform.
To do a bust. So, yeah. So, option, I mean, there's not going to be anybody who's going to be able to compete with them because, well, as Daryl pointed out earlier in the show, it's illegal to compete with the Postal Service to send first-class mail.
Yes.
So anything less than a dollar in postage is considered first-class from what I understand. And although I guess most drug shipments probably cost more than a dollar to ship, again, you know, unless you're going to start up a business to compete with FedEx and UPS that's somehow going to be like privacy mail, and then, you know, you'll send that, you know, you're not going to consent to allowing the feds to search your mail, then that might be good. But I don't think anybody's going to put a investment in like.
And then if you do that, they'll probably, you know, refuse to grant you permits to fly your airplanes and use the roads and all kinds of other things.
Yeah. So I'd say all three of your legs are there at this point. Anything else, Nick, you want to share?
No, that's it. Thanks
for the call. Yeah, and keep an eye on that Open Bazaar, and if you see anything changed as far as them actually becoming an anonymous system, I'm very interested in knowing when that happens. Thank you, sir.
I will, certainly.
Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, that Open Bazaar is a project by some computer hackery guys that, you know, they have
brilliant people.
Yeah,
sure.
Brilliant, but they have no monetary interest in it, right? Like, we sat down with this guy. We had a couple of days at the Coins of the Kingdom. I'm a good salesman because I can smell money. It's not there. These guys are putting this crap together with no intention of making any money.
They just want to have a free market.
That the world will be a better place when you know, we are able, free people are able to do business freely without the encumbrances of government.
I agree with them. We'll come back with more on the latest from the Silk Road. There's a new Silk Road out there, and it's on, not rather, it's not on tour, it's on I2P. Not many people know what I2P is. I had heard about it before this. I had tried it previously, and it was just way too confusing. But today, I actually did get it to work, so they made it a little easier to get it rolling. More come up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. Actually, I'm sorry. You corrected me, guys, after we went off the air in the last segment. The phone lines actually are down So I apologize because, you know, it's just habit. I give out that number as a habit, and you can't use it
six
right now.
Times a week. Six nights a week. How many times per night?
Countless times. So the number you can use, we have three lines that you can call in line on here. They're all connected to the same number, 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. We're doing our own phone screening in here, so you know, it'll take a little while longer if you're a somewhat regular caller. You know, we can only really answer your calls on the breaks to find out who you are. So we're going to get you on the air, and you can call about anything. You can still call us on Skype, too, and you'll sound better than on the phone at Skype username lrn.fm.
And if you want to get some great prices on gold and silver, prices on precious metals have been incredible recently. It is my firm belief that you will see some increase in value on your investment if you make it. Now, take a talk radio host's investment advice for what it's worth, but I believe
it. Damn thing.
And it's worth something if they're right. And I've got a pretty good track record.
Do you?
I do. On the advice that I give people, yeah. But the question is sort of when to sell.
Hmm.
So if you bought silver when I told you to buy silver back in 2000 and maybe 10, and it was higher than this, and now you want to sell and you need your money, maybe it wasn't such a great advice. But it feels like a good advice to me because I've held my silver. So anyway. Go to gold.freetalklive.com to get some great prices on gold and silver. I like silver right now. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you know, if I buy precious metals, I don't buy them with the idea that I'm going to beat the system or whatever, but I think that in the long run, you know, if you look at the history of gold and silver, they have done a good job at kind of keeping you up against inflation and prohibiting you from losing value like somebody would lose if they just held all their money in cash. I think it's good to diversify. I wouldn't make any predictions about what gold or silver is going to do in the future because the hell do I know?
It sounds pretty reasonable. The price of silver is going to go up from...
It's pretty low right now. So
pretty darn low.
You'd think it'll keep going.
And it's a safe bet to say that the value of gold or silver will never be zero.
Fairly safe bet, yeah, unless they can somehow come up with some sort of way to manufacture it from thin air or from some other element. Alchemy.
Yeah, at some point that have to happen, right?
I mean, it could happen.
You know.
Anyway, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, but it won't work for you right now. Use number 603-435-1105. Nobody is on the line on one of those lines calling from the rabbit hole. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, nobody.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about conspiracies and kind of my thoughts on conspiracies. But I've kind of come to think of conspiracies in pretty loose terms. I mean, as far as I think George Carlin put it, like it's just like interests converging. So if you look around and you see conspiracies in those terms, and you see it, like, everywhere, right? So you have the extreme conspiracy, you have the Illuminati and the Freemasons and, you know, whatever. But then you can look and you can say conspiracies like truck drivers and Christians, where they seem to have these sorts of, like, unspoken, unwritten pacts.
What's the truck driver conspiracy? I've never heard of this.
Truck driver conspiracy?
Well, they relate with one another, right? So they're of like minds, and they have, like, kind of a empathy for one another in their capacity, like, you know, in their line of duty. So they
not really a conspiracy. I mean, the definition of a conspiracy is two or more essentially plotting in secret to do something.
To do something evil.
That's true, because otherwise it'd be a
conspiracy. Right. Well, would be people working in secret to do something good.
I think that might be.
Well, I'd say it's a soft conspiracy. And you're saying that they're doing something evil. I would say that they're trying to gain an advantage over outsiders.
Okay.
Well, so, I mean, the truck drivers just want to get the
stuff. Well, truck drivers have a secret communication method.
CB radio?
Well,
it's public.
Well, it's public,
and they,
but
in the way
who
they
uses
drive,
it?
Sometimes they coordinate with one another in the way they maneuver and things like that on the highways.
I think there's something to be said for the statement. I mean, I do consider truck drivers to probably be keeping doing a better job, even in some cases, than the police of keeping the roads safer.
Yeah, I mean, the truck drivers have a method of communication, but it's a public method of communication. They, of course, do have truck driver forums that I suppose would be less public. They have lingo, you know, that they use, but this is not conspiracy talk. I mean, this is not...
What about voting?
What about voting?
Like secret ballots, you know, all these people that are kind of conspiring in secret to, gain an advantage over other people.
Yeah, I wouldn't call the voting process a conspiracy either. I'd say you're reaching here.
I'd call opening a business in a lot of cases a conspiracy. I mean, basically, you're keeping proprietary information. You and I don't really do it, Ian, but we don't have much of a business either. But, I mean, if you're manufacturing a product or something like that, you're not going to release the formula for your soft drink out there so people can put it together.
Right.
So, I mean, to some extent, I would call that a conspiracy because it's being done in secret and it's being done for the purpose of gain.
All right. Well, that's all I wanted to offer.
There you go. Thanks, nobody. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number, but you can't use it.
Hold on.
603-435-1105. I'm sorry about that. I'm terrible at this.
Mark, are you alleging that Coca-Cola and Colonel Sanders are trying to do something evil by not releasing their recipes?
They're in cahoots. I'm not claiming conspiracy is necessarily evil.
But that's what the word means.
Can you read the definition to me?
Let me pull up the definition, and I will read it.
But the first part
is con, C-O-N, which is opposite of pro.
Secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. So, yeah, typically bad stuff.
Okay.
But a more def, that's pretty much the definition according to Google.com. So we were talking about I2P, which is a new, or I guess it's not new, it's been around
for a while. By the way, I do think that sugar's a poison. I don't think that when these soft drinks were created that that's what their thought process was. As a matter of fact, many soft drinks were created by Quakers with the intention of keeping people from drinking alcohol.
So, we were talking about I2P. This is another form of anonymity software available online. It is different from Tor. As is described over at Vice.com, I2P takes a peer-to-peer approach and makes every user's computer a node in the network itself, whereas Tor relies on a series of relays run by volunteers. Then people use their computer to connect to that network. So when you're using Tor, you can choose to be a relay, or you can choose to be an exit node, which is risky because a Tor exit node is essentially where all the Tor traffic comes out to the public internet.
Yes.
And so if somebody is, let's say they're seeking, bomb plots or child pornography or something like that, then whoever's running the exit node, it's their computer that's going and, pulling up the child porn, and then if the feds are looking at that, then the person running the exit node gets busted.
Whoa.
So Tor's got some problems. And if you're running the exit nodes on Tor, you better not be in, really oppressive places in the world, I would think.
I wouldn't want to be involved in that at all.
It sounds very, very risky to run exit nodes.
I wouldn't stand on the street corner and loan my gun out to people.
Yeah, but I2P, they say, is different because all peers are participating in the routing for others there. Other differences include that Tor is much more well-funded, originating as a project by the federal government. We'll come back with more here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live, 603-435-1105.
18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. You just have to do it via an unusual number, 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105, and that will ring you directly in here to our Keene, New Hampshire studios because our regular toll-free numbers are on the fritz at the moment. You can also connect with us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
And if you need, we all need to make sort of legal documents now and then. And there's a variety of them out there. I've got just a list of some of them that they have at LegalZoom.com. Prenups, name changes, powers of attorney, divorce, immigration, bankruptcy, information from when you're, you know, pieces of paper you have to file when you got a DUI, DWI, wills, living trusts, patents, business annual reports, not-for-profit annual reports, deed transfers, just a whole variety of things they do over at LegalZoom.com. And they do it significantly less. I remember the first business that I put together, we did a we made a corporation. It cost us like $1,000, some lawyer writing papers up and that sort of thing. And that was par for the course. It doesn't cost anything like that now with the internet. So go to LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL. Save $10. If you don't have a will, I would recommend you get one and use that coupon code because you're letting whatever it is that you've got, you're letting the government decide where it goes. So it's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. Save $10.
All right, so we'll continue here and talk to James in Arizona via Skype. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Peace is our goal. Love us our way. Liberty as our guide. I don't take Pete the Hangman's profession of being a Christian minister any more than I take you three criminal amigos' professions of being ministers.
I don't really care what you think about my ministerialness. Go
I'm
ahead with
your thoughts. I'm just calling you out, minister.
What's
I find
new,
it laughable
James?
And criminal.
Well, James, here, I thought that I had a really prescient statement earlier, which is that Christians in this country, you know a Christian through their fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, those kind of things. When you call on this show, I don't get that love, joy, peace thing out of you. And I wonder, what
okay,
do you have to say
now that you've taken over my call and spoken more than I even gotten to, what I should say is that if you had those that spirit as your guide one night when you were on a drug deal and you watched somebody murdered, then gave the guy a lift to the airport, you blame your religion for your having been in that incident? I find that to be a mortal sin that you say such a thing, not to mention your condemnation of Christian, you're lumping Christians like Pete the Hangman into people that actually do believe that.
No, I'm not. I'm said specifically that the people that I meet, most Christians that I meet, do not show the fruits of the Spirit any more than the average individual. That is not a group condemnation. That is an individual condemnation of the Christians that I meet.
I heard you what you said the first time. Right. You don't need to repeat yourself.
Well, if you're going to mischaracterize it, you're going to hear me say it again.
I'm not mischaracterizing you, but I should like to say...
Sure you did. You acted as though Mark today is the same person Mark was when he was 17 years old, and he's not.
He blamed his religion for what he...
No, I didn't, actually.
No, he doesn't.
I don't blame my religion for it, James. What I said in the past, and I think that, and I'm going to still say it, is that the way Christianity was presented to me, I just don't believe those stories. Stories like Samson lost his strength from getting his hair cut, and that we got languages from people trying to build a really tall building to the sky, and that Samson kills 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass, and Balaam and his talking ass. There's a lot of ass in the Old Testament, and like all these stories that just sound like stories. They don't sound any different than myths from other religions. At some point in my growth, I decided this is a bunch of hooey. I've been taught a bunch of hooey. Now, because I was given the instruction that morality is based on your belief, simply your belief in God, and not based on sort of your actions and the consequences to those actions, I really wasn't taught that. I was taught you're good if you believe in God, you're bad if you don't. So I thought that reasonably, because this is what I was taught in my Christian school, my Christian church, and these kind of things, that once there's no God, to my mind, because I've been told a bunch of silly stories, that I therefore don't have to be good. I wasn't really instructed in the consequences of right and wrong behavior. Now, I can understand why somebody says, I don't care. But for me, that's a relevant conversation, and for me, that's what I claim happened in my life. I wouldn't tell you what happens in your life isn't so.
Right, you're not disowning your own responsibility for your own actions at that age.
No, I mean, obviously you are responsible for them. I just think that I was given... I think that Christians, this is my advice to having grown up Christian, that you can do a lot for your kids by saying, hey, look, we believe in God, and God has created a world where actions have consequences. Good actions have good consequences, or pro-consequences, or consequences, whatever Daryl's going to correct me with here. But actions, there are results for every action. If you make a bad, immoral action, and we'll try to instruct you with what those are throughout your life, but if you make an immoral action, you're probably going to get a bad result, and people aren't going to like you, and you're going to get, and bad things are going to happen. Instead of, you're going to go to hell if you do something bad, because the going to hell thing says, well, just if you can get away with it here on earth. And the politicians, I think, are a terrible thing to look at, right? Like, these people throughout history have been able to do bad things and get away with it mostly. And so I think that that's really tough. It's difficult. Politicians make it difficult to incorporate moral conversation into our dialogue, and I think that's the reason people want to punish those after death.
So, Daryl, the Silk Road could be a trial. Excuse me, the Ross Ulbricht trial is that's kicking off tomorrow morning. Could be somehow affecting the entire internet. What's the deal there? And where are we coming from?
There's a story from the International Business Times, and they give a bunch of background. I'm going to skip that and go down to.
For those that don't know, the Silk Road is an underground drug marketplace. Ross Ulbricht is accused of operating that drug marketplace, and that's the trial tomorrow.
Yes. So I'm going to skip down to a section that they label as defense strategy.
Okay.
Defense attorney Joshua Dreitel is expected to hammer away at the way the FBI was able to determine the locations of the Silk Road server. The website was only reachable via Tor, which obscures a site's location and makes it possible for a site owner to operate without broadcasting location data. The FBI claimed in a recent court filing by the Office of U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York that it obtained the server location and thus the Internet Protocol address because a CAPTCHA page was inadvertently broadcasting details. And the CAPTCHA, that's the thing where, you know, input the letters or numbers that you see.
Right, to prove
they claimed that that was, you know, malfunctioning and broadcast the location of the server.
But security experts who looked at their claims said that that was BS.
Yes, the trouble with that explanation, according to a number of security experts, is that's just not possible. Or as Nicholas Weaver of the International Computer Science Institute and the University of California puts it, it's inconsistent with reality. The issue became even more complicated when the FBI agent in question failed to save his documentation on how he identified the server.
Well, that doesn't really matter when it's FBI, because the FBI can say something happened, and that's it. When it really comes down to it.
He lost the documentation. Now it's just going to be his word, right?
Right, and this is how it's always done. The FBI doesn't even record their conversations with witnesses and you know, people they're getting to confess. They just write stuff down. So you're constantly having to believe what these people say. And that kind of hubris always leads to corruption.
Sure.
That's why I believe the FBI is a terrible organization, because if they can't... If they can't record the conversation they have with people when they
confess,
it's insane.
The Ulbricht case is not the first time the U.S. Justice Department has sought to put alleged cyber criminals behind bars. Yet this case, unlike other recent investigations, could have more importance because of the legal concept of transferred intent.
I want to find out what that is here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There I go again. That number's no good. 603-435-1105. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. Your calls are welcome.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dovey Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and moments remain here. Enough time for you to get on at 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105. Unusual number because our regular phone lines are down. So keep that in mind. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl is sharing with us a story about the Ross Ulbricht case that is coming up tomorrow morning. It's going to kick off in Manhattan. Liberty activists are already down in New York City preparing what they're going to be doing for tomorrow morning's outreach and sign holdings and things like that. There's a bunch of stuff happening outside and a few things happening inside the courthouse. It's going to be an exciting week in a lot of ways, in a sort of a horrible kind of way, because obviously everyone would prefer to not have to be there, and we'd prefer that Ross Ulbricht not be in federal custody and that these charges had never been brought. But, you know, it is what it is. So we're going to continue with your discussion here, Daryl, about what you termed transferred intent and how this concept, this legal concept, is going to be become apparent, I guess, and important in this upcoming trial.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. But first, we've got Scott on the line in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, long time. How you doing there, Daryl and Mark? And I wanted to call you about an article I read earlier about the economics. I see the same pattern taking off that happened back in 2008. Wife and I were driving down the road the other day, and she goes, "Honey, why is oil prices going down so low?" Well, you know what? The record player goes around. Look what happened back in 2008. Oil moved down. And I saw the article that was saying that these oil rigs are shutting down. And I think that with the I call it the fairy market, the stock market, We're seeing it doing the jiggy wiggy right now. So I tell you what, guys, if you got, I'm not talking to be a prepper, but if you got any a warning to everybody, wake your eyes up, because I think they're going to tank the ferry market going on through this year. So when the bear's in the woods, you better run out of there. So
I don't know what that is. That like a stock thing? Bears?
I'm not going to predict anything, but I call it the ferry market, the stock market.
Well, you got to put your money somewhere. Where do you think people should put their money?
Well, I think you should put it in. I invested in titanium, iron, brass, copper, bullion, big guy.
It sounds
so,
like
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if you guys, if you love your family, get prepared. Because you look at all the big boys like Michael Schneider, all the boys, they're seeing the same pattern. Great article is on RBN.
So you're saying that you think...
Because it's the same pattern that was happening in 2008. So thanks for taking my call. If you want to comment, go ahead.
Yeah, you think that... anyway, so what he was saying is that he believes that there's a similar pattern happening as in 2008, and so therefore prepare for economic downturn?
I think that here's a little piece of advice I've heard regarding markets. When other people are zigging, you should zag. That essentially when something looks great and it's on its way up and doing really well, you should get out. You should take your money and run. Now, so far, that's been really successful for me. I honestly thought with Bitcoin that it just wasn't going to work that way. But if I would have zigged in at when Bitcoin was at 1,000, I'd be looking pretty good instead of sitting here at, 270?
269 or something like that. Yeah.
It's you know, pretty miserable right now. It's lower than the acquisition cost, just like silver, which means
and
oil.
I mean, what is a lower than an acquisition cost?
It cost more to produce the thing than what the price, the sell price is.
Meaning that it would cost more than $260 in power to mine one Bitcoin?
That's my understanding of the situation.
Wow.
Plus you include the mining equipment.
So people are going to not mine anymore? Is that the idea? Because I saw a headline about some major mining company backing out. They're like not going to mine until the price goes up or something.
Yeah, I've heard that claim as well.
But the miners still can make money on transaction fees, right?
They can also make, I think miners are holding bitcoins, should be holding bitcoins with the expectation that they're going up, but they have to pay for equipment. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons you see prices going down right now is people are still continuing to liquidate to try to pay for equipment costs that they've put in. You can't just hold on to your losses forever. So at some point, that's that.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the hell is going to happen in the future.
No.
I wouldn't make any predictions about that.
I'm just
telling
you, zig when
other
people are zagging.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, you can share your thoughts at 603-435-1105. Daryl, what is transferred intent, and why does it have anything to do with the Ross Ulbricht trial, and why does that mean anything for the rest of us?
So the idea of transferred intent is if a user conducts illegal activity on a website, can the website operator be charged with wrongdoing?
Right.
The concept has traditionally, and this is from the International Business Times, the concept has traditionally been applied to violent crimes, but has increasingly been used in the past against services like Napster or the Pirate Bay. Those sites did not actually pirate the content.
That's correct.
But they have been widely blocked and are the subject of police investigation because they have allowed pirating stuff to be shared through their sites. Only
because presumably they knew that and they should have done something about it because all of us are somehow arms of the police state.
Right.
Ridiculous.
And the claim here with the Silk Road is that instead of trading music and movies, Silk Road users were trading in much more nefarious content, such as illegal drugs or counterfeit documents. What if someone, and this is the question that they pose, what if someone uses Craigslist to sell an illegal handgun? Does that make the operator of Craigslist guilty? An answer in the affirmative might have implications not only for the dark net, but also piracy operators and even top online commerce sites like Amazon and eBay.
So the suggestion being that if Ross Ulbricht is found guilty of running the Silk Road, given that, you know, he was presumably aware that there were drugs being sold on his site, that therefore, by virtue of transferred intent, that could
he is guilty of selling the substances, and because judicial precedent means that, you know, every case that happens after looks to the previous cases to help decide the future case. If Ross Ulbricht is found guilty of having operated the Silk Road, then it could have implications for Amazon or eBay if someone sells something that might be illegal in one location.
Yeah, but wouldn't, I mean, I see where you're coming from, and certainly the courts can do whatever they want, right? But
right.
Wouldn't the argument essentially be, like with the Craigslist example, that, oh, well, Mr. Craig, or whoever it was that started Craigslist.
I don't think he has any control over it now. But,
you know, Mr. Craig doesn't know what all these categories contain, right? Like, there's specific rules on Craigslist. You can't be a prostitute, right? Like,
right. They removed the escort section.
Yeah. So, but even then, it was just escorts, not prostitution, right?
Like, right.
You can't be a prostitute on Craigslist by Craigslist terms of service. So if you were to list something.
But I hear there are some.
I bet you there are. If you were to list
they're
something...
They're mostly on Backpage now.
Wherever. If you were to list some sort of illegal service under a company that's trying to only allow for legal services to be listed, how they would end up finding that person guilty based on the Silk Road seems like a stretch. I'm not saying they couldn't do it.
It but does seem like a stretch, but it would be... it would be one more... court ruling to help set the precedent that a website operator is responsible for everything that happens on his website.
That's a scary precedent, but, you know, at the same time, if Ross Ulbricht was in charge of the Silk Road, then he was the one who created the category that says drugs, and then all the subcategories underneath that. I'm not saying it was bad what he did, but, you know, he did that. Somebody made that place for people to put those things, obviously with the intention of allowing that kind of those transactions to go on. So I would say that calling that similar to Craigslist is obviously, you know, it doesn't really follow. But I think I see what you're saying, that this is a step in that direction.
Right.
Just whether like we're stretched in that far right away is another question.
Right. It's probably not going to be the very next court case to expand transferred intent.
But if somebody posts a torrent on the Free Talk Live BBS, does that mean that we're responsible for that?
It could. But here's the thing with torrents, because the Pirate Bay, unlike Napster, the Pirate Bay does not know the file extension of what is being sent.
Okay.
Where with Napster, they knew, the operators of Napster knew, this is an MP3, this is an MPEG, this is an MP4. With the Pirate Bay, they just know this is a torrent file, and it, you know, connects to a torrent, and the torrent software then interprets it.
It is
to MP3 or MP4.
It is called Pirate Bay.
All right, well, we're out of time for tonight, but follow along over at freetalklive.com, freekeen.com, and the Liberty Beat's going to be doing live coverage tomorrow from the Ross Ulbricht trial. We'll keep you in the loop as it continues on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.